So you thought about the name of the podcast yet?
I don't know. I thought about Embrace the Light, honestly.
Embrace the Light?
Yeah. What's wrong with it?
Ah, Embrace the Light, bro. I got you.
Yeah, man. Embrace the Light. You know, like, this world got a lot of negativity, and I'm just trying to shed some light. Be what God has called me to be. Try to get that way, at least. You feel me?
Oh, yeah, bro. I got you. Yeah, man. Embrace the Light. Yeah. That's clever, man. I think that people going to like it.
All right, bet. I'm going to rock with it. Let's go.
And now, for your listening pleasure, you waited all but a day for this. It's Embrace the Light Radio with your host, Michael Wilde II. Not the first. That's Pops, though. What's going on, family? I did some thinking. Guess what today is? Today is Wednesday. It's hump day. And what better time than to drop some midweek inspiration than today? So before we get started in today's show, I want you to say two words. Not today. Matter of fact, say three words. Not today, Satan. Here's KB featuring Andy Mineo. Not today, Satan. Let's get it.
Hey, so what's going on, family? Hey, so just midweek thoughts here. You ever find yourself in a position where it's like hard to love somebody? Whether that's family. Maybe you got a husband or wife. You just like, man, I love you, but God knows you get on my nerves. Or you may work with some folks that's just like, man, I ain't even studying these clowns. I know I get like that sometimes. The thing I think about love, and I'm not talking about a love where, you know, it's like, here and there. I'm talking about an unconditional type love. I'm talking about an agape kind of love. I'm talking about a love that, you know, it stands within the test of time. I'm talking about that love Jesus shows. You know, I'm reminded of 1 Corinthians 13:13. If y'all don't know about 1 Corinthians 13, obviously it's related to us, a love passage, but I'm going to read 1 Corinthians 13:13 for y'all. So now, faith, hope, and love abide. These three. But the greatest of these is love. That's in the ESV version. Now, I'm just curious, man. It talks about faith. Talks about hope and love. But the greatest of these three is love. And I wonder why that is. You know, maybe you have faith. Maybe you have hope. But love is something where... yeah, love is a very tricky thing, man. And I really believe, this is my personal belief, I really believe that if you don't have love, then how are you really going to have faith? It's hard to have faith when you don't love God. Like, how can you hate God but have faith? That doesn't make sense. How can you hope in something that you don't love? Or, you know, you can't hate something and you have hope in it. You're just like, man, forget that. I think a lot of times we forget how love really can carry things over and kind of take the weight down on a lot of things. I know sometimes you may be at work and it may be like, man, I don't feel like loving on these guys or these gals today. You might be at a part of your relationship where it's hard to show love because you feel like you're not receiving love back. But one thing that I'm learning through life is that love will withstand the test of time. And when you continue to love somebody, even when you may not be getting treated the same way you want to be treated, you keep on loving somebody, that they eventually gonna catch on. It's like the flu. You be around people that love on you, soon enough, you're going to find yourself loving all those people because you're going to be like, dang, I treat them like this and that and they still love me? Like, that's some real stuff. So I just want to encourage you today, wherever you at, work, school, home, wherever, man, just continue to love. I know it's not easy. Trust me, I feel you. It's not easy. But continue to love, man, for real. I ain't trying to sound like no hippie. But continue to love. Because you know why? Because Christ first loved you. Because Christ still loves you. He loved you in your sin and continues to love you in your sin. And he doesn't want you to sin. He wants you to turn away from that, repent from that, leave that. Leave that old lifestyle behind and transform into what he's called you to be.
God, we just thank you for who you are. Lord, you are holy, you are mighty, you are awesome. You are loving, you are caring, you are a good, good father. Lord, we just thank you. Y'all, it's so important just to take 10 minutes, just a couple minutes of your time every day. Man, we just got to thank God for just who he is. And we just got to pause. We got to pause. We just got to step back from life. I know it's busy. I know it has you running left and right, northwest, east and south, every direction. But y'all, we got to remember to stay still sometimes. And just remember how God's been so good to us. Just take a couple moments just to reset and recharge. Now, I don't know where you're at today. Maybe drained, you made me tired. I know the week sometimes can just hit us like a boxing match. You know, we feel like we fighting Ali, Tyson, Mayweather. But I want to let you know that you can fight life with the greats. You can fight life with the grace. And you know the cool thing about it is you victorious. You got to believe that you victorious, bro. You victorious, sis. Start walking with some swag. You got this. Just know that God is on your side. And he wants the best for you. He has plans to prosper you. To give you hope and a future. Y'all, the Lord loves you. And you got to be confident in the fact that he's walking with you every single day. Every day ain't going to be easy, but every day is worth it. Because you know why? Every day you got a chance to impact somebody else's life for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every day. I talked about in the last segment about loving. We got to remember to love, y'all. No matter how hard it get, just remember it's worth it. Just remember it's worth it. We got a bigger prize ahead of us. So keep your head in there. Keep fighting. And just know that I love you. And just know that God loves you way more than anybody else can. So hey, keep fighting. I love y'all, man. This is Embrace the Light Radio. Call in. Call in. Any topics you want to talk about, anything you wanna see in the radio, y'all let me know, man. Hey. It's Michael Wilde II. I'm signing out, man. I love y'all. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.